It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of basketball. Some good, some not so good. That's just being selfish. I mean, it's that time of year. I mean, if you're still playing ball this time of year, you've definitely done something right. And that certainly goes for the Hudson boys basketball team. More details on the Pirates' loss in the 2A state championship game to come, but I think that's the place to start today here on the show is congratulating Coach Leonard and the Hudson High School boys basketball team on one of the greatest seasons in school history. It didn't end like they wanted it to today, but only one team in the four classes gets to raise that trophy at the end of the day. So nothing to hang their head about. And I think I had heard on Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson today. He had some sound from Coach Leonard and Camden Davis. And I think Camden Davis was the one that pointed out that two seasons ago, that Hudson boys basketball team went something like 6-17. And a lot of these guys grew up playing basketball together. And they stuck with it. They didn't hang their heads. As he pointed out in some of that sound that Mark had, they got in the weight room. They worked on their games. And, man, you talk about seeing results from a major investment. I think the Hudson boys basketball team is emblematic of all the things that are great with sports. So I just can't say thank you enough to our sponsors that made it possible for us to put that state tournament run of theirs on the air. What a ride it was. I mean, I feel like I played 32 minutes at Wells Fargo Arena this afternoon. And frankly, part of that is because I had the UNI game on my phone in here. And, you know, I'm running the game back here while at the same time trying to watch Ben Jacobson's Panthers, who did take care of business in a Missouri Valley Conference tournament quarterfinal against Belmont. Same goes there. I'll bring you more details on it in just a bit. If you're just getting tuned in here to The Fan on a Friday at 5 o'clock, I hope your day's going well. I hope you have an outstanding weekend ahead. And I am your host, Cole Barrett. It's March 8th. Of 2024, and yeah, the madness is here. If you were wondering whether it really was or it wasn't, I'm here to tell you the madness of March has completely arrived. And you know, like you could probably tell a little bit in my voice, it's been a day, right? But it's a good kind of busy, a good kind of worn down a little bit, and we're gonna step out of the basketball realm a little bit. With today's show, going to bring you a whole bunch of area sports news and scores on basketball. You know, I thought it'd be good. You know, we got a lot of basketball right now. We talked a lot of basketball, the first 4 days of this week on the show. I'll get you the details in just a little bit on, how we will, kind of get a palate cleanser, if you will, today on the show. But thanks for being here. However you are tuned in, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, our mobile app, on your smart speaker or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Bookmark that website, 1650thefan.com. It's where a lot of area and local, statewide, national sports content can be found. Also, the podcast of this show, today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute on Demand, or weekend preview, I should say, available there on demand. Our broadcast calendar, a whole lot more. The broadcast calendar is just absolutely jam-packed this time of year. So if you're wondering what game you can listen to on any of our four stations here at Koloff Media in Cedar Falls, that's where you go. That's why you should have 1650thefan.com bookmarked. And you go to that homepage, you hover over the on-air tab, and then you'll see the option to click into the broadcast calendar. Also, if you go to the website, 1650thefan.com, you'll see that we've got everything up there. We've got it all finalized, that being 2024 Bracket Attack presented by Maximum Sight and Sound. Shout out to the team over there coming in strong with a grand prize. We've got a number of other great sponsors. I'd list them, but I don't have the card in front of me. I meant to do that today, but just a little bit of basketball got in the way. But we have a number of other great sponsors. It is a little bit different this year, okay? And I'm just going to tell you, go to the website, find out. I pushed this information out earlier today on our Twitter at 1650KCNZ, or our X, I guess I should say, and then on our Facebook page. If you like 1650 The Fan on Facebook, if you're on our Facebook page, you will be able to click into this information that's at the website. All the details on a revamped Bracket Attack for 2024 presented by Maximum Sight and Sound. And, you know, I don't want to just like repeat it all to you. I'm not going to. But what I will tell you is next Tuesday is a day you better be ready for. So sometime between now, you know, if you're in the car, don't get on the phone and go to the website. That's dangerous. I don't want you doing that. But when you get home, or, you know, tell Siri right now or something to set a reminder to check it. Hey, Cole says check fan website, Bracket Attack. Tell me to do that tomorrow, Siri. Do something like that. So I'm telling you, before next Tuesday, you're going to want to be up to date on how Bracket Attack is working. We're changing it a little bit. We're also kind of going back a little old school at the same time. So it's kind of new school. It's kind of old school. It's a remix, if you will. And looking forward to being able to bring a bunch of great prizes to everybody that'll ultimately be able to get qualified. So make sure you got the 2024 Bracket Attack, you know, rules, if you will, how to qualify, a better way to say it. Make sure you've checked that out at the website if you want to get in, because it is going to be competitive to get in to 2024 Bracket Attack. That's another little hint I'll give you on how things have changed. But, yeah, anyways, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a little bit. If you want to weigh in today with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could email the show, questions or comments, email address cole@1650thefan.com. After we're done with area sports news and scores, we'll take the first time out, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Friday, looking into tomorrow and Sunday. And we'll come back in the next segment of today's show. And it's been a while since we've caught up with the play-by-play voice of your Waterloo Blackhawks, Tim Harwood. Tim will join us in the next segment of today's show. Figured it'd be a good time to get him on as the stretch run of the season here. I think it's fair to say is underway for the Hawks, and they're hosting a rival tonight at Young Arena, that being the Des Moines Buccaneers. It's a pair of rivals invading Young Arena this evening. So we'll get Tim on the air, and we'll try to see if we can put a few more people in the house and fill it to the rafters tonight, as and tomorrow night, for that matter, as I mentioned a pair of USHL rivals the Hawks are taking on this weekend. After we're done with Tim, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side in the third segment, and Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show will join us. We will continue to talk about all the hubbub about the upcoming NFL draft, some of the Iowa and Iowa State prospects that hope to hear their name called, and who knows what else we might get into when Logan joins us in the third segment today. Make sure you're following him on X at Logan underscore Blackman. All right, let's, well, after that, of course, we take the final timeout if you're new around here, and during that final break, we get you an NFL Network update and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we come back for a final time and wrap up the show. So that's the plan, boys and girls. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Area sports news and scores for your Friday. The Hudson boys basketball team came up short in the Class 2A state championship game this afternoon. You heard it right here on The Fan, falling to Western Christian 78-51. Trailing 40-33 at halftime, the Pirates found themselves behind 62-38 entering the fourth quarter and were unable to put together a serious comeback bid as Western Christian was on fire. They hit 15 threes and shot 54% from the floor. Camden Davis led Hudson with 19 points. Pirates finished their outstanding season 25-3 overall. Today's game marked the first time since 1993 that Hudson was in the state title game. Meanwhile, happening now at the boys' state basketball tournament, Waverly Shellrock is taking on Davenport Assumption in the Class 3A title game after the Gohawks earned a 76-66 win over MOC Floyd Valley in yesterday's semifinals. The Gohawks entered today's championship game 22-3, Assumption 18-8. Today in girls' high school track, involving Metro teams, Cedar Falls, Waterloo West, East, and Waterloo Christian competing at the IATC Indoor Championships at the Lead Recreation Athletic Center at Iowa State in Ames. Cedar Falls West and East competing in the 4A field, Waterloo Christian taking part in the 1A competition. The UNI women's basketball team pulled away to win at Indiana State 91-62 last night. Panthers trailed 17-16 after the first quarter, but used a balanced scoring attack to get the win. Four UNI players in double digits, led by Maya McDermott, who had 25. UNI evens its record at 14-14. Panthers are 13-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference. The UNI men's basketball team, as I told you right at the top, grinded out a 67-62 win over Belmont in the quarterfinals of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in St. Louis this afternoon, clinging to a 62-60 lead with just over a minute remaining. Former Cedar Falls Tiger standout Trey Campbell hit a left-wing three that proved to be the game winner. Titan Anderson led four Panthers in double figures with 19 points and added 19 rebounds. Campbell finished with 11. Jacob Hudson had 14, and Nate Heisey had 13. With its win, UNI advances to tomorrow's semifinal round, where it will face top seed Indiana State. Listen to that game on 93.5 The Mix tomorrow. Pregame coverage begins at 2, tip-off at 2:30. Happening right now, 6th-ranked Wartburg taking on Bates College in the Division III NCAA Tournament Sweet 16. This game happening in Providence, Rhode Island. Knights entered this game 27-2, Bates College 24-5. It tipped off at 4:30. We'll get you an update on this one before we're done here today. Other matchup in that bracket, the host school, Rhode Island College, going against Washington and Lee. The third-ranked Iowa women's basketball team opens up play in about 15 minutes at the Big Ten Tournament in Minneapolis. The Hawkeyes face Penn State in the quarterfinals. Iowa got a first-round bye. Nittany Lions defeated Wisconsin 80-56 in a game played last night. Caitlin Clark, of course, leading the way for Iowa, averaging 32 points, 8.7 assists, and 7 rebounds a game at tip-off approximately at 5:30. It's a busy weekend of college wrestling. UNI and Iowa State competing at the Big 12 Tournament Championship while Iowa is at the Big 10 Tournament Championship. The Big 12 meet is at the BOK Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Big 10 tourney being held this year at College Park, Maryland. Both tournaments begin tomorrow and go through Sunday. And as I mentioned, a pair of rivals invading Young Arena this weekend, the Waterloo Blackhawks at home, hosting Des Moines tonight and Cedar Rapids tomorrow night. Waterloo is 5-1 against the Buccaneers this season, 3-2 against the Rough Riders. Hawks are currently in third place in the USHL's Western Conference, just 3 points behind second place Sioux City. Listen to this game, or tonight's game against Des Moines, right here on The Fan, of course. Pre-game coverage at 6:45, opening face-off at 7:05. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a VSiN action update, a national sports update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side, and we're talking hockey. Tim Harwood, Waterloo Blackhawks, play-by-play voice, joins us next right here on this Friday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN action update on 1650 The Fan.
Sign up for the VSiN daily newsletter to keep you up with the day's biggest sports betting news and insights. Only at VSIN.com.
Chicago Bulls today, a 7-point underdog at the Golden State Warriors at the Chase Center, the total 223. Last night, the Bulls over the Jazz, 119-117 in Salt Lake City. But the Bulls did not cover as 4-point favorites, while the Warriors knocked off Milwaukee 125-90 at home as a 3-point favorite. The Cubs today are a $1.30 dog in the Cactus League against the Reds. Cincinnati, the -155 moneyline favorite. Royals -130 against the Rockies +110. Brewers +105 against the White Sox -125. That's Cactus League Baseball today. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2024 in order to attend kindergarten in the 2024-25 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org/parents/kindergarten_registration.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Distracted driving, speeding,
hey, Tim, you copy?
Just a mistake. All these can cause an accident injuring you or a
all right, 2 minutes.
And when it's not your fault, you shouldn't have to deal with insurance companies blaming you or giving the runaround. At Ballkirk and Ulm, we tell the insurance companies to deal with us so our clients can heal and know we're preparing their best case. For a free consultation, call Ballkirk and Ulm or visit ballkirkulm.com to learn more. At Ballkirk and Ulm, our personal injury clients don't owe anything unless we get a settlement or trial verdict. When that happens, our fees and expenses are paid from the client's insurance settlement. Our clients don't pay from their own pocket. And of course, if we get nothing, injury clients pay nothing. For a free consultation, call Ballkirk and Ulm or visit ballkirkulm.com to learn more about our team.
Ballkirk and Ulm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
Nothing beats March Madness. The pure sound of a swish. The rattle of a slam dunk. The fans on their feet for the big moments. And the action just keeps getting better until a national champion is crowned. Hear all the action with Westwood One's exclusive coverage of the NCAA men's and women's tournaments right here.
On the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 25 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the north 10 to 20 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 44 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected.
Lows level off around 23. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Bright sunshine and dry, Sunday and Monday. Low 50s, Sunday, upper 60s by Monday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently 40.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Friday edition of Cole & Company continues. A couple of rivals are going to be invading Young Arena this weekend, so if you haven't made plans, the Blackhawks playing host to Des Moines tonight, Cedar Rapids tomorrow night, and the play-by-play voice, Tim Harwood, joins us now. Tim, how you doing today? Thanks for being here.
Yeah, Cole, good to be here with you. You're right, exactly. A couple of close-by teams that the Hawks have already seen a lot of this season who are back for games in Waterloo this weekend.
Well, and how about me dropping the not-so-subtle hint there, trying to get a big-time crowd in the Young Arena tonight. What can you let anybody out there listening who's willing to make some last-minute plans, what it will take if they can get in the door?
Yeah, right now we've got quite a few seats available for tonight. Tomorrow might be the tougher one to get out to, so if you have the option to go to one or the other, you're going to get more selection for the game tonight against Des Moines on shorter notice, of course. But tomorrow, a big one with the Blackhawks and the Rough Riders as the Hawks celebrate 20 years since the Clark Cup Championship back in 2004. But tonight, a DePaco Cowbell Cup rivalry game. Two points on the line towards that trophy, as well as the Hawks trying to get closer to the Western Conference playoffs officially. The Hawks with a win, and then obviously a Des Moines loss tonight would be at least 3 and possibly 4 points closer to clinching that playoff bid. And so that means it's a big one. But Des Moines been playing really well lately.
Well, and yeah, take us inside this matchup, because if I'm not mistaken, I want to say I remember reading the Hawks are 5-1 against the Bucks so far this season, but you say they're playing better. What's it going to take to get a much-needed win to get closer to clinching a playoff spot?
Yeah, the Buccaneers are really playing some of their best hockey of the season. They've won 5 out of 6. The only loss was in a shootout last weekend against the team that's right in front of the Blackhawks, the Sioux City Musketeers, but Des Moines actually helped Waterloo out last Friday.
No, Tim, you there?
Program under 18. So Waterloo had moved to within just a couple of points of the Musketeers briefly, and now Sioux City has stretched it back out to 3. And so it's a good race going into these late weeks of the season as the Blackhawks try to try to test the sound system here at Young Arena, for one thing. But as the Blackhawks try to make a push to get into that second spot, which comes with a bid that has a bye through the first round, so the Hawks would get some extra rest after those first few days of the postseason would involve other teams. That's what's on the line as Waterloo chases the Musketeers. Coming back to the Waterloo-Des Moines series, the Blackhawks, yeah, have won 5 out of 6, but this is as well as Des Moines has been playing, and they're really in a spot where they are desperate to try to climb towards a playoff position. They're looking to get into the 6th spot in the Western Conference, and they're just out of that, looking up at Lincoln and Sioux Falls, who are tantalizingly close, but right now still out of reach.
Tim Harwood, Waterloo Blackhawks play-by-play voice, our guest right now on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. Pregame coverage begins at 6:45 tonight here on The Fan. Puck drop at 7:05. And Tim, you know, talking about the Buccaneers being in good form right now makes me think about how the Blackhawks, I want to say, lost 3 of their last 4. They've been playing some good competition, whether it's what you've heard from any players or coaches maybe, or what you've seen with your two eyes, just, you know, good, bad, and different. What's standing out with the team over the past week, 2-3 weeks?
Well, you know, the travel was tough last week as the Blackhawks went out to Youngstown. They swung through Plymouth, Michigan, the home of the National Team Development Program, and then caught Muskegon for the 3rd game in 3 days. And, you know, I think there was some fatigue. I don't know if the players would volunteer that very easily. They don't like to use that as an excuse, but I think it was a tough trip to get out there, and I think you saw the effects of that on Thursday in the first game of that swing against Youngstown. But boy, what I've noticed is that I think there have been a few occasions where the Blackhawks have been just kind of frustrated. They looked frustrated against Muskegon on Saturday, did a lot of good things right, and it didn't click for Waterloo early, and they found themselves down 2-0 very quickly in the middle of the first period and never really could come back all the way from that. They looked frustrated the last time they played at home against Cedar Rapids back on February the 24th. So I think that this is a team that knows what they're capable of, that when things haven't gone as well as they had a little earlier, at least not gone as easily as they had a little earlier, might be showing some signs that they're aware of that. They're self-conscious of the mm-hmm. situation and are looking for better, and hopefully they can channel that frustration into some positivity this weekend.
Well, and it makes me think, Tim, with the point that we're at in the season, it's like you got to catch your second wind here. And that goes for any team in the USHL. And if there's a way to do it, I think perhaps it would be with the way the schedule sets up this weekend, having Des Moines and Cedar Rapids, two rivals in here, where maybe a little bit extra adrenaline gets added to the equation.
Well, yeah, for sure. And two teams that the Blackhawks know very well. There's no doubt about that. Now, that can be a double-edged sword, too. Mm-hmm. There's some history, and sometimes you have to put some of that behind you to focus on the task at hand. And, both these opponents are really in the same situation. I talked a little bit about Des Moines being in that seventh spot in the West and trying to get into the last playoff position. Cedar Rapids almost identical in the East, except that they're a point closer to having that last spot, or at least a share of it. So they're coming in as a desperate team and a team that's been getting some better results in the last month or two as well. So, I think it's an opportunity, and certainly I think that having the chance to have a good start in this game mm-hmm. or in the game tomorrow will go a long way if the Hawks can get the crowd into it and, kind of get that rock rolling down the hill.
It couldn't hurt either, getting back to how you had mentioned before that the 2004 Clark Cup championship team is going to be celebrated tomorrow night. I would hope that maybe puts some goosebumps, raises some hair on the players tomorrow night when they see that ceremony that's going to happen. And I know there's been some really cool content that's come out of this with former players sharing video messages. You guys are going to be wearing throwback sweaters. This sounds like it'll be really cool tomorrow night.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. Hopefully that, it's one of those things where you'd love to take the upsides from it and ride that and find the positive in it. But the downside is that, it's a matter of doing what these players can do on Saturday night. They can't win the Clark Cup on Saturday. They can't, bring back the team that won the Clark Cup in 2004 or evoke them. They've got to be their own team still. So, yeah, I certainly hope that they're able to take a positive from it without it being something that weighs them down and is something that's, rattling around that, they feel like they've got to be that team when, none of these guys are old enough to remember that team. Not only were they not here in Waterloo, but most of them weren't born at that point.
We're the ones old enough to remember all of it, Tim. That's what we are.
Yes, we are.
Just a couple other notes there. The throwback sweaters the Hawks will be wearing tomorrow night will be auctioned off after the game, and first 1,000 fans get a Joe Pavelski bobblehead. So all the more reason to get out. And Tim said at the start that much more limited ticket availability for tomorrow night. So if that's something that's sounding good to you right now, I wouldn't wait much longer to make your call to the ticket office or to get your tickets in hand. A couple more minutes here with Waterloo Blackhawks play-by-play voice Tim Harwood on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. Tim, and just talking about the players needing to take care of business, what, if anything, has stuck out with your conversations with Coach Smaby of recent?
Well, I think that I think that he would like to see this team just, again, kind of play up to the potential that they've shown that they've got. I think he's really looking for a team game. It was interesting to talk to him before the game against the National Team Development Program, And, you know, talking about all the skill that they've got with, you know, all the best players from the United States under age 18 and just tremendous individual talent. And he would talk about the Blackhawks relative to that and say, you know, this is a Blackhawks team with a lot of talent and skill. But if Waterloo's going to win, it's a team that has to play the system. And, you know, it's not about one guy going up the ice and beating four other guys and scoring. It's about the team getting up the ice, controlling the puck, winning faceoffs, doing all those types of things. So I think that's where the Hawks are right now. It's, you know, it should be very well established what the modus operandi for this team is and how they're going to be successful. And now it's about execution. And maybe more so, you know, especially in games like the ones this weekend against Des Moines and Cedar Rapids, it's execution against an opponent that's very familiar and that knows exactly what you're going to try to do to execute and to have success.
Tim, great stuff as always. Always appreciate your time jumping on the show. We'll be looking forward to your call tonight and tomorrow of Waterloo Blackhawks hockey here on The Fan. Anything you'd like to add before I let you go?
Well, I would mention that early indications are that Blackhawks goaltender Calvin Vachon will be back and available and might even be in net tonight. His last game was an appearance against the Des Moines Buccaneers. It's been a couple of weeks now. He got hurt in the third period of that game and could not finish it. He had a shutout at the time he got hurt, tried to play through the injury, and first shot against him after that injury went in. He went into the dressing room. He'll get his chance to get back on the ice, it sounds like, within the next 24 hours and maybe sooner than that. But he will be in uniform tonight and this weekend. So that's a lift for the Blackhawks because he's had a really good first season in the USHL.
No doubt. Great news there. Appreciate the injury update, Tim. Take care. And like I said, we'll be locked in to your call tonight and tomorrow night. Have a good one.
Thanks so much, Cole.
Waterloo Blackhawks play-by-play voice Tim Harwood, kind enough to join us on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. Des Moines at Young Arena tonight and Cedar Rapids at Young Arena tomorrow night. A great weekend to get out to Young Arena and watch Waterloo Blackhawks hockey. And if you can't make it, you can hear the Hawks right here on 1650 The Fan. All right, let's take this next time out. We'll get you Radio Iowa Sports. Come back on the other side. And Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast will join us. We'll continue to talk about the lead up to the NFL draft, the Iowa and Iowa State prospects. How did they do at the NFL Combine? Logan, I'm sure, was locked in. And that's what's next on this Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The sixth-ranked Iowa State men still have a chance to earn a share of the Big 12 championship as they get set to close the regular season tomorrow at Kansas State. The Cyclones are 13-4 in a game behind top-ranked Houston. The Cougars close at home against 14th-ranked Kansas. K-State is 7-10 in the Big 12 and at 17-13 overall still needs a win to boost its NCAA tournament hopes.
They're trying to, you know, play themselves into the tournament or to, you know, solidify that status, I would imagine. So, you know, teams, you know, when they have their back against the wall, they find a way to dig deep. And so we just need to focus on us being at our best and doing what we can do, and the rest take care of itself.
That's ISU coach T.J. Otzelberger. The third-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women play Penn State tonight in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament in the Twin Cities. Maryland opened the day by stunning fourth-ranked Ohio State 82-61. This is Radio Iowa.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is just one of the highlights of March. With its lively celebrations and all things green, you'll feel like doing a jig when you upgrade your internet connection to Waverly Utilities faster speeds. Waverly Utilities offers plans up to 10 gigabytes to improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Sign up today at Waverly Utilities.
Making life better, making life easy.
50 The Fan has been bringing you coverage of high school athletics for more than two decades, and we're proud to continue, thanks in part to these sponsors.
Blackhawk Mutual Insurance Association, a Grinnell Mutual member, is proud to support high school athletics. Blackhawk Mutual Insurance, your local farm and home insurance company, located in Hudson.
For over 60 years, K-Tank in Janesville has been serving Iowa and the Midwest. K-Tank is the first to call when you need above-ground fuel, fertilizer, and chemical tanks. K-Tank.com.
Gary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls understands accidents happen, but you have a choice in repairing your vehicle promptly and professionally. Stop in for a free estimate. Gary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls.
Thinking of adding a hot tub, sauna, or pool to your home? Shop local with Tubs R Us, serving the Cedar Valley since 1994 on the corner of Ainsboro and Falls, Waterloo.
D&D Tire in Raymond and Jessup specializes in commercial and automotive tire sales and service. From heavy equipment, tractors, large trucks, and cars. D&D Tire, Douglas Street in Jessup and Lafayette Road in Raymond.
We don't realize how much our breathing affects our everyday lives until this, or this, or this. Our team at Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy is here to make breathing a breeze. We will treat your allergies, sleep apnea, and sinusitis using innovative procedures and technology. Talk to Dr. David Congdon and Dr. Kenny Rodriguez and put your breathing problems in the past. Call 319-888-8044 for a consultation today. Don't let breathing problems disrupt your everyday life. Breathe easy with Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your next project at Menards. Save time with a fresh coat in one coat. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technologies. And with Dutch Boy's easy-opening, smooth-pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Friday edition of Cole & Company. And I told you at the start of the show, there's just been so much basketball. There was so much going on today, basketball-wise. We talked a lot about basketball the first 4 days of the week on the show. So we're using this Friday edition of Cole & Company as a bit of a palate cleanser, if you will, as not that we don't like basketball, right? You just got to refresh the palate. I'm not in that class of people that genuinely know the palate cleanser stuff, or like the people that do those like 8-course meals, as we bring in Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. Logan, have you ever done one of those? I actually had a couple friends of mine that just recently did that, where it's like they went somewhere with a 7 or 8 course meal and they bring it out like one after the other after the other. You ever done something like that before?
Kind of similar, but not the same thing, but something somewhat similar. There's a Brazilian restaurant here in Des Moines where they just bring out a bunch of different meats, and it's just you have this little timer in the middle and you flip it when you're done. Like it's like a conveyor belt of just different food, and like grilled pineapple. Like it's a lot, but I've never done the official palate cleanser type meals, but I'd be very intrigued. I'm very intrigued to try one. So I think my mom and dad have done one like the past few months. It sounds nice. Sounds fancy, but I don't know if I'm cut out for it, but I'd like to try it at some point.
I just think that me and you are like too much blue collar, iron sharpens iron type dudes to really engage in that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Of course you know what I mean. follow Logan on X at Logan_Blackman. Tell us about your most recent podcast, where people can find it.
So, yeah, I did a recorded one last night, talked about the Buffalo Bills. They made a bunch of new changes on the defensive side of the ball, cut some key players from the defense side of the ball, some older players, and they're getting better in the cap situation. We talked about that. We talked about the cap situation in general. around the NFL. I talked about Chris Sims' latest quarterback prospect rankings. I compared them to what I had and gave some – agreed with some of them, but, you know, disagreed with some of them as well. Just went over all of that stuff. Mostly focused on his Tier 3 quarterbacks and then talked about Drake May a little bit. And then power ranked these random sporting events. Just a fun thing to close out for Friday. It was a I mean, I'm biased, of course, but I think it went pretty well. But you can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and yeah, you can check it out on there. You can also go to LoganBlattmanShow.com, and there'll be links to there as well.
All right, sounds good. When it comes to last weekend's NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis, Logan, among the Iowa State prospects, was there any of them in particular that helped their cause?
Logan Lee, I think definitely made strides in that regard. I think he was the only one that really did anything at the combine. Obviously, Cooper DeJean was at the combine, did all the interviews. So if his test came back good, then that's all he can really ask for. But Logan Lee did well, and you can expect that from the Iowa offensive and defensive linemen, where they always just like stand out in certain ways. Like I remember when Tristan Wirfs ran the combine, his 40 time blew everybody away, and then because he was a right tackle, he slipped all the way to 13, even though he was, and still is to this point, the best tackle of the 2020 NFL draft. But you can always look out for those types of guys. But I'm intrigued to see how the pro days will go. That's the key part. So you'll see like TJ Tampa go. Cooper DeJean will hopefully be healthy and ready to go by then as well. And Logan Lee can build on what he did at the combine. So it's fun stuff. And Tyrone Tracy, former Iowa Hawkeye, he ran pretty well at the combine. He obviously tested as a running back for Purdue. But he did well. I don't know where he's going to get. This running back class is weird, so I don't know exactly where he's going to go if he gets drafted at all. But, yeah, I could say Logan Lee definitely helped, and then Pro Days will definitely boost some more stuff as well.
All right, let's get back to the quarterbacks. And I meant to talk about this earlier this week on the show. There's just been so much else going on right now that I didn't quite get to it. You know, it's that time of the year, Logan. We're in that, I don't know, 8-week window where no games are being played. Guys are only engaging in football in compression shorts and shirts, yet we see all this movement among the analysts on who's the number one, who's the number two, who's the number three, who's the number four quarterback. And as I get older and I get more grays in my hair and I get closer and closer to being get off my lawn guy, perhaps some people, especially those that listen to this show, would say that I'm well on my way to that. That's a conversation for another time. I find myself more annoyed by this particular part of the year with the NFL analysts and the scouts, whether they work for a team or they're doing it from a media perspective. It just feels like it's the most empty calories that you're ever going to get, maybe in all of sports analysis, sports talk, when we're shifting the deck chairs of Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 1, Drake May 4, not Drake May 2. Like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, we're in the right in the midst of lying season. I was talking about this with some friends yesterday where it's like you would think after an event like the combine you start to get more answers, but instead you're actually left with more questions because you're getting teams that are purposely putting out things to kind of get someone to drop down the board to try and slip into their range. And they always go like their camp, like Jaden Daniels' camp doesn't want him to go to the Patriots. Well, who is Jaden Daniels' camp? It's just No one knows what these camps are, and it could just be a team like the Raiders. They have connections with Jaden Daniels. They're probably they could be trying to get him to fall down the board so a trade up for him doesn't, you know, make the cost as much, I guess. Like, you can look at a prime example from last year, C.J. Stroud, like with the S2 cognition test. There's like, man, C.J. Stroud, this guy's a big dumb idiot. Look at this guy. He shouldn't get drafted with a top two pick. He should probably fall to 15 or something like that. So and he ultimately ends up going second overall, like top two pick like he should have been if we just look at what he did on the field. But you're trying to piece together piece of a puzzle that just don't match. They're all from different puzzles, and you're trying to put them all together to make one puzzle. It's just it's a giant, giant mess, and no one knows what's true. No one knows what's fake. It's just the draft just needs to get here so I could start going to bed earlier.
You know, one thing that I know it's out there if I want to go find it. There's a lot of people that do great content on YouTube and non-mainstream channels or platforms, Logan, yourself included, but it would be Michael Penix and Bo Nix. because so much of the conversation has been about Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. I'm over here going, you know, and I think we talked about this last time. You know, I think I would prefer for my Bears to trade out of that number one pick if they get the haul that they should be able to get for it. And at the same time, a lot of people would immediately go, well, that means they're keeping Justin Fields. Yeah, sure, but that doesn't mean you still can't draft a quarterback. And given what little I've heard about Penix and Bo Nix and how much I thought they were really good NFL prospects, having watched a decent amount of Pac-12 football this past season, I'm sitting here going, well, where could you maybe draft them? Because if Justin Fields has a problem with some competition, then I don't want him to be my quarterback anyways, and I think these guys could play.
Yeah, these are you're probably looking at, like, later, better to first round, because that fifth-year option's big, especially for quarterbacks. Like, you want to be – like, a lot of these teams now – build their teams around a quarterback with a rookie contract. So if you get that one more extra year of control, that's big. And I think Michael Penix is a weird one because of the injury history. Yes, he's been healthy over the past 2 years, but those will scare some teams away. Like, they're, and his age is going to be 24 by the time the draft ends up rolling around. I think he turns 24 in May, so around when the draft kicks off. So those are two things that are big. And the throwing motion, what kind of offense he's going to be fitting into, he's more typecast than someone like Bo Nix, who I think can work in a multitude of different offenses. And for Bo Nix, you just, like, a lot of what Oregon did this past season, and when Bo Nix was there, is a lot of screen, launch it deep, and then launch it deep again, and then we're going to hit some underneath stuff. So it sucks in the defense, which makes it a little bit easier to go over top. So people kind of question that. And with his arm strength, that's something people raise questions about. I have no problem with Bo Nix's arm strength, neither Michael Penix. Both of them, in my opinion, have fantastic arms. But with Nix, because the defense was so shallow, because they hit all those screen plays, you never got to see him uncork one. So at the combine, and Chris Sims brought this up because I watched his video about it, we didn't get to see him actually uncork one. You're focusing on, I'm the most accurate quarterback in this class, I got to show how accurate I am. But when you're in an open setting like that, It's okay to just absolutely uncork one. Like Anthony Richardson and Will Levis last year, they threw a ball and it hit the freaking ceiling. And they did it on purpose. They didn't need to do that. But it's like, wow, that is so impressive that he did that. It didn't count for anything in the grand scheme of things. So I would just like to see Bo Nix just, like, step back and just show off the arm strength one or two times at his pro day. And Penix, I don't really know what he can do, because obviously he had all the production in college, but you're just going to need to see him test out the legs a little bit more for a team to draft him really high. And I think the age thing, you're trying to build for, like, the future. Like, GMs are building for the future, coaches are playing for the here and now. So I think for here and now, people like Bo Nix, Michael Penix. For GMs, you're looking at the Caleb Williams, Drake Mays, J.J. McCarthy's, are all 21, 22 years old, so you can build what they are instead of, this is what they are, let's try to just keep it like that and it'll work for us in the long run.
You know, another thing that I think is, it's reached a point where it's, how would I say it? I just don't care for how it's analyzed anymore. Is, well, if you draft a guy in the top 5 or the top 10 or the top 15, you got to play him right away. Says who, man? Like, says who? Pat Mahomes sat for a year. Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years. Jordan Love sat for 3 years. Brock Purdy sat for a year. I know he's the Mr. Irrelevant, but still, there's a lot of recent examples that sitting a quarterback, you know, effectively an NFL redshirt for a year or more, could end up, you know, paying dividends in the long run. And it just seems like an overwhelming majority of the people out there analyzing this just are like, well, yeah, you draft him, you're going to play him right away.
Yeah, it's like they've got two minds of that, because it's like you can learn behind a very – like Patrick Mahomes benefited immensely from learning from someone like Alex Smith, who's literally – the antithesis of Patrick Mahomes, where he's not going to take the big shot. He's going to take what's safe, not turn the ball over. And someone like Mahomes, when he came in, he needed somebody like that. But you can also have the argument where, like, trial by fire type thing.
Yeah.
Kind of just throw them into the fire. But it just depends on what structure you have. And if the structure is flawed, regardless if you sit them or not, you're asking for trouble. Like, even the best quarterback can fail under the wrong tutelage, I guess you could say. Like, if Trevor Lawrence was stuck with that Urban Meyer system for the last 2 years, we might be looking at Trevor Lawrence completely. He might not even be on the Jaguars if we're talking about if he's stuck with that system throughout his career. So system matters. Like the tutelage, the learning process matters. It's just like Anthony Richardson was really raw. They threw him out there week one. It's just how it can work both ways. I think both can be beneficial, but also both can be worrisome for some quarterbacks out there. Not all of them. Everybody's different. So it's just depending on how you interview them in the process. Well,
and the biggest problem I would say with all of it is an organization's inability to be honest with itself about its quarterback development infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like the Packers, they had that track record of that. So it worked really well, regardless of who the coaches were. It was that track record was there. Like Favre was there. Roger Favre left for Rodgers. So it's just a nice little system they've got going on there. And it paid benefits to this point in time.
Logan, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate your time and enjoy your weekend.
Yes, sir. You too.
Logan Blackman Show podcast, kind enough to join us on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Bears and cornerback Jalen Johnson agreeing to a four-year, $76 million contract extension, making him one of the highest-paid corners in the NFL. The Bears placed their franchise tag on Johnson earlier this week. Days after releasing quarterback Russell Wilson, the Broncos are releasing safety Justin Simmons after eight seasons. The move allows Denver to save $14.5 million in cap space and adds Simmons to the growing list of free agent safeties. Meantime, safety Tyrann Mathieu is staying in New Orleans, agreeing to a two-year, $13.75 million contract with $10 million guaranteed, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. The Dolphins and free agent tight end Jonnu Smith agreeing to a two-year, $10 million contract, also according to Rappaport. Smith had career highs in catches and receiving yards with the Falcons in 2023. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you a new farmer looking for ways to make the most out of your farmland, or a seasoned farmer looking for additional sources of revenue to help diversify your current operation? Iowa Farm Bureau's Acres of Opportunity Conference offers information and resources that can help you explore potential new farm revenue streams. During this one-day event, you'll connect with farmers and industry experts in the areas of small grains, specialty meats, cut flowers, poultry, and more. You'll learn about new business models and revenue streams to take your farm to the next level, including breakout sessions on farm loan programs and building your marketing plan. Plus, a special keynote message from Sarah Fry, America's Pumpkin Queen, who has transformed a modest produce delivery route into a nationally recognized farm business encompassing fruits, vegetables, and fresh beverages. Join us on Saturday, March 16th at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. Registration is free for Farm Bureau members and $60 for non-members. To learn more or to register, visit iowafarmbureau.com.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After it was announced the Broncos were releasing Russell Wilson on Tuesday, the day was filled with praise for the Seahawks, who pulled off that trade. But that didn't last long. It was announced earlier this week, Seattle's moving on from multiple veterans, including All-Pro safety Jamal Adams. When the team acquired Adams, the Seahawks appeared to be getting a versatile defensive back with an elite physical mindset. The first year was a success, but in the years following, the team sending out two first-round picks in exchange for the safety started to look like a colossal mistake. Adams went on to play just 22 games in his three seasons in Seattle, producing just one interception and zero sacks. Far from the production Seattle expected when they gave him a four-year, $70 million contract. To win a Lombardi Trophy, teams have to take risks. But after praising Seattle for how they handled the Russell Wilson situation, it's funny to see the other side of things materialize on the very same day. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. You know, in today's world, it seems like the best treatment is reserved for only a few. Discover wants to change all of that. That's why your Discover card gives you access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. Tire Rack sells only the best, like the Firestone Winter Force. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Cole & Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app.
The environments that we've played in have been hostile. They've been pressure situations. There's been, you know, they've been packed to the gills and a lot of distractions. And so every game has kind of felt like a mini NCAA tournament game for us. And I think that having that experience over and over again will serve us well as we, you know, compete in the tournament.
That, of course, the voice of Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter, the Hawks underway not too long ago against Penn State in the Big Ten women's basketball tournament. Quickly, an update on the Wartburg women in the Sweet 16 of the D3 tournament. They're clinging to a 48-46 lead over Bates with 3 minutes to play. And best of luck to the Lady Knights here as they look to squeak out a win and advance to the Elite Eight. Blackhawks hockey coming up at 6:45. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.